In the 70s, as it was happening, a lot of us probably thought, gee, there's a lot going on. But looking back at a decade of violence, it was just crazy. It was crazy time.
Most serial killers don't make any effort to involve the media or investigators. They're very secretive. They don't want attention. They almost want their crimes to go unnoticed. But the idea of committing a crime and then calling up the police and bragging about it, that's a whole nother level of terror.
A man who wore a medieval-style executioner's hood.
Who has baffled the police and baffled the media. He seems to crave publicity. He sent letters and cryptograms to newspapers and the police.
Subject stated, I want to report a murder. No, a double murder. I did it.
Here we are, 50 years after the first Zodiac killing. In today's world of forensics, old cases are being solved. We're talking about probably the most famous cold case in the last century or so in terms of its drama and being unsolved. Who doesn't want to know how it turns out?
Dear editor, this is the Zodiac speaking. If you do not print this cipher by the afternoon of Friday, 1st of August, I will go on a kill rampage Friday night. I will cruise around all weekend killing lone people in the night, then move on to kill again. The best part of it is that when I die, I'll be reborn in paradise, and all that I have killed will become my slaves.
From iHeartRadio, How Stuff Works, and Tenderfoot TV, this is Monster, the Zodiac Killer.